to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, August 14th, 2022, by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
We all know that the Bible is not an easy book to read. To have an understanding of what is written, we have to take into consideration what was happening at the particular time, socially and politically. We have to know where the specific story occurred geographically and how it related to other peoples in that area. We need to know the cultural practices of the people at that particular time. And we also need to understand that some words and phrases have lost meaning or have changed meaning through the many translations of the Bible. In addition to putting all this together, we have to know that simply reading the Bible cover to cover, word for word, still will not give us a true understanding of the author's intent. This morning's gospel is probably one of the most difficult to comprehend. In the first place, it just doesn't make sense to us. The mental pictures we receive are of violence, not peace. Violence, division, name-calling. It startles us. This is not what we expect from Jesus. We've heard Jesus having a hissy fit from time to time, and for good cause. But in today's gospel, this Jesus roars of power and destruction. What has happened to the peaceable carpenter who preaches love and harmony? My friends, it sounds like Jesus has been pushed to the ultimate limit of his frustration. A short time ago, we were told that Jesus had his face set toward Jerusalem, that he was coming to the end of his earthly mission. Perhaps if we wore Jesus's sandals, we would also expect the disciples to fully understand their responsibility for carrying on the ministry Jesus had been preparing them for. So shouldn't we also expect that the crowds who heard Jesus and the disciples preach accept their teaching and live in the way Jesus taught? But no, that seems to be a bit too much to expect from disciples and followers alike. No matter how often or in what context Jesus taught his disciples, they just didn't get it. They didn't understand who Jesus was or what his mission was. They were willing to follow Jesus, but they didn't understand how the depth of this commitment would change their lives forever. We might ask, were they believers? Jesus preached that the kingdom of God was present. Did they fully understand? Yes and no. Maybe. Kinda, sorta. We don't know for sure, and maybe they didn't either. Perhaps that's part of the background for the frustration that Jesus exhibits in today's gospel. Yes. Jesus is frustrated. He knows his time on earth is coming to an end. He's been preaching the kingdom of God for 3 years, and while he does have some followers, where are the multitudes of believers? He became human so everyone would learn of the kingdom of God. Why has his message not been widely accepted? How can people not believe what he is preaching to them? They see things that happen every day, and they know and accept the consequences. If there are clouds, it's going to rain. If the winds blow from the desert, it's going to be hot. But no matter what he says about the kingdom of God, if they don't see it, they don't understand what it means. They don't have a clue. In the first century, the family was the foundation of society. It was the most important, the most influential. It was authoritative. That belief in Jesus would tear apart families is an astonishing statement. But yet, Jesus knows that within families, some will believe in the kingdom of God and some won't. In fact, we can apply the scenario today. We all know, or perhaps have had, the experience of families that have been torn apart simply by a difference of religion. To believe or not to believe. We've heard that over and over again. If we can't see it, it doesn't exist. What do we think about the kingdom of God? We're smart people. We should be able to understand the concept of the kingdom of God. It is present. We live in the kingdom of God. God has given us this world we live in, with its blessings and its hardships. God has given us guidelines to live by, and pardon for when we acknowledge that we haven't lived that way. God has given us the sacrifice of his Son, so that if we believe, we will live forever in his heavenly kingdom. Believing in what we can't see, that's faith. Faith is not a standard commodity. It doesn't come pre-measured in a package. Faith is personal to each and every one of us. Some of us are strong in our faith, some of us not so strong. Faith is not something that is given. We must seek and find it within ourselves. Believing in something we can't see. That's a big order. And it's a great gift that we can give ourselves. We can acquire faith if we look around us to see the wondrous things our God has created for us, if we open our hearts and let Jesus in. Is it possible that Jesus is so frustrated with us? Is our belief and faith strong enough? Perhaps we don't understand the weight of the responsibility that Jesus has given us. Perhaps our daily struggles prevent us from fully dedicating ourselves to explore the true message of Jesus. Perhaps we are only going through the motions without honestly accepting the commitment that Jesus requires of us. Perhaps. Every day we can find excuses for blowing off Jesus. Mostly we say that we don't have the time. Too many other things require our immediate attention, and too many activities of our day divide our focus and prevent us from spending meaningful time in spiritual thought. Yes, cultures have changed since the first century, yet the human race has perpetuated the desire to live in harmony. And we can find peace and harmony through our belief in Jesus. Is Jesus frustrated with us? Well, that's a question that only we as individuals can answer. Our gospel readings over the past few weeks have given us plenty to think about, to pray about. And this reading is no exception. So let us open our minds and hearts to hear Jesus, to follow Jesus, and to be responsible residents in the kingdom of God.